hot. That's how I describe tonight's story. Just what I need to start my weekend off right. And I've got my little surprise package from AdamandEve.com right here beside me. You really should try that special offer. There's nothing like a really good, well, you know what I mean, to really start the weekend off right. And I can promise you, tonight's story will do just that. If you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe and tell your friends about Friday Night Fun, unless you want this to be just our little secret. So remember, go to AdamandEve.com, enter offer code Friday at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now, here's tonight's hot story.
Toysland. Ava looked ravishing. She grinned like the cat that ate the canary. New haircut, I asked. If I glow, it's not my hair. I am a satisfied woman, Samantha. Satisfied how? Completely fulfilled. Sated. Blissful. I frowned. Stop talking in riddles, Ava. Tell me in plain English, will ya? She grinned. I woke up to being eaten out, then fucked sideways, upside down, backwards, you name it. It was a multi-morning, and I'm not talking the grain of my toast. Life is, she sighed, perfect. Lucky you. Yeah, it sure puts a blush in your cheeks and a sparkle in your eyes. Says you. My friend frowned. What do you mean? I muttered, the myth of the female orgasm. Her mouth dropped open. Samantha, don't tell me. You've never... Never, I admitted. Not even solo? Masturbation, I've tried that. Nothing. She patted my hand. You poor thing. Toys don't do it for you either? Toys? Vibrators, you know, dildos. I've never, you know, I wouldn't know where or what to buy, even if I had one. What if Rick found out? You think it'd bother him? Oh, wouldn't he feel insulted? I have a dozen different shapes and sizes. Really? No problems? Problems? Come on. She laughed. Jake uses them on me. He adores being inside me while I tickle my clit with a nice toy. When I come, he feels like he's in a washing machine during the rinse and spin cycle. My clit... She paused. You know what a clit is, don't you? You know where yours is. Of course. My friend leaned across the table. Does it bother Rick that you don't come? I fake it. Ouch, Samantha, that's terrible. She thought for a moment. Have you considered, if you learned how to do it for yourself, then you could teach him how to do it to you? I said nothing. When lunchtime came around, Ava grabbed me by the arm and maneuvered me down the elevator into her car. Where are we going? Field trip! She took me to a lingerie store with a back room I never knew they had. It was crammed with devices, most of which puzzled me. She convinced me to buy a little tube of orgasm cream and 3 toys. One was a simple cylinder that she said was a classic. Another was a neon pink imitation cock that she called a jelly. The third terrified me. It plugged into the wall socket. It was 18 thick inches long with a big round ball on the end. I'm not putting that inside me, I said. It's intended for external use, though, her eyes sparkled, I promise you, this one will become your favorite. As Ava drove us back to work, she told me how and when to use each new toy. She emailed me suggestions all afternoon. By the end of the day, I thought I was going to die. I was so embarrassed. I was also getting turned on, just thinking about all the things she was telling me. Once home, I took a long bath, lit a candle, popped a story CD in, and draped myself across my bed with a pillow under my hips. Now what? I inspected my toys. The classic seemed the least threatening. I twisted its base. It hummed at me. I held it loosely in my hand, getting used to the vibrations. Nothing Rick did ever felt like this. My fist tightened on the jelly shaft and pulled it up, pipe between my legs, pressing harder against me. Yow, more vibrations seemed like a good idea, so I pressed the classic's head on the top of my mound. The sensations met. My clit was sandwiched between two toys, and it felt very pleasant. I started with my left nipple. The feeling was nice, but not spectacular. Then I thought about what this would do to my much more sensitive clit. Maybe my nipple was good practice. I tried pinching it gently and touching the vibrator to it. Not bad. What if I pressed a finger to one side and the vibe to the other? Rick's sucking and licking was still better. But I trailed the vibe down my cleavage. It tickled. My nipple got lonely, however. I groped for the jelly and used it on my nip while using the classic lower. Wow. From 0 to 60 in one easy lesson. I switched them as the jelly was too soft. Classic to tit and jelly to belly. I giggled at the rhyme. I was relaxing all right. I spread my thighs as I went even lower with the jelly. I clamped my thighs around it, pressing it against my mound. That was much better. It vibrated my lips. I was forgetting something that Ava had told me. I unclenched my thighs and ran the vibes on the edges of my lips. It was okay, but when I pushed it from the sides, squeezing the lips together, it was a whole lot better. I was getting wet. Following her suggestion, I put some of the orgasm cream on my clit. Gentle rotation, Ava said. My finger pressed harder and circled faster. Oh, yes, baby, this was good. Perhaps, just perhaps, an orgasm was possible. Next on Ava's 12-step program to throbbing, bucking orgasm included lifting my ass, parting my cheeks, and placing the classic along the cleft. God, that was good. Next, bring back the jelly. I was to slip it inside, then try the second setting. I almost fell off the bed. Not only did it vibrate, it was squirming and rotating around up inside me. I was trembling by this point. Okay, now for the finale. Ava said to not touch the giant ball directly to my clit. I folded a lip over it and put the ball against that, then turned it on. Fucking, oh my God! I humped at the giant while the jelly churned my insides into butter. My ass tingled from the classic, my tummy clenched. I couldn't breathe right. Suddenly, like a breaking dam, my toes curled, my back arched, my eyes rolled back into my head, and I came. I came hard. I came long. I came twice. So that was orgasm. Rick said, "Beautiful." I sat up, tumbling my toys aside. You're home early. Just in time, too. He unbuttoned his shirt. Can you do that again? Again? At least once more, please. His cock pressed angrily against his jeans. His breathing was uneven. I scooted over to give him room.
Whew, I needed that one. After a long, long week, what would I do if I didn't have my Friday night fun? I know you're enjoying these stories as much as I am. Shh, and the best part is nobody even knows. Just like when you order that special something from my friends at adamandeve.com. It comes in that plain brown box, and it's all yours to enjoy. And if you haven't ordered your special something yet, just make sure you do it while the offer code is still good. Go online to adamandeve.com and use the offer code FRIDAY at checkout. Like magic, they take 50% off almost any item. They give you free shipping, 3 free bonus adult DVDs, oh, and a surprise gift. I wonder what your surprise will be. Well, you don't have to answer that. Do make sure you subscribe to this podcast so I can come to you every Friday. I don't think either of us wants to miss this date.